The movie Cell recently came out in theaters. It's a Stephen King adaptation of an apocalyptic world where cell phones turn people into zombies. Doesn't that already exist? Well, Cell stars two big names, Samuel L. Jackson and John Cusack, but it also stars Erin Elizabeth Burns. Erin lives here in Atlanta. She joined the drove of actors from LA and New York who are moving down south to get more work. And so far, she's been more successful than ever. But what will it take for actors in the South to get more starring roles? Producer Gabby Watt spoke with Erin last week about that question and about her blossoming career.
So I was studying acting in New York. I had just gone through a two-year acting program there. They had a business class for us, and they were talking about regional markets, and they were talking about Portland, Oregon, New Orleans, Louisiana, and Atlanta. And I have family about an hour south of here. And I thought, well, why am I dragging my laundry in 3 feet of snow in the middle of winter to the laundromat? I was just looking for a little bit of a easier lifestyle. Also, being in New York, you're a classically trained actor, but so is every waitress next to you. So that I didn't stand out there. But I'm able to do a lot here with my acting training. So, yeah, I just wanted to have more opportunity. And I absolutely have since I've moved here.
Oh, that's great. So, well, because that was going to be one of my questions, is that do you find that you and your peers here as well do get more opportunities in Atlanta versus other places? And why is that?
I personally have gotten a lot more opportunities. I'm not an interesting ethnicity. I'm a Caucasian brunette, and the industry is saturated with me. So I don't necessarily stand out, but like I said, my training has helped me a lot. And I was able to get an agent pretty quickly. And what's really exciting is that I have a film coming out in a few days, and that role, from my understanding, is one of the biggest roles that's been booked in the Southeast. So we're going from what's called like co-stars, which would normally just be like a day player or maybe a couple of days on set, to supportings and guest stars and things like that. And a supporting in a feature is what I was able to get. And it was my first role out of the gate here, which is kind of unheard of.
So that movie that you got a role in is Cell, adapted from a Stephen King book. Could you talk a little bit about the audition process for that and the audition process in general for landing a feature film?
So I auditioned for it in the traditional way that most actors audition here, which is over self-tape. It's a little bit of a newer thing. It hasn't been around that long. Normally you'd go into a casting office and audition in front of a casting director in New York or LA, but in the Southeast we're so spread out. So casting directors are taking submissions from agents in Louisiana, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, all over the place. And so it's easier for them, and they can see more actors if you just send in a taped audition. So I did that. I forgot about it, as you do, because you audition, and if you get to work, it's because you're lucky. About 3 weeks later, I had just broken my ribs horseback riding about a week before I found out about the callback. And I got a text message from my agent that said, hey, you got a callback for the Stephen King movie. Can you even go? Yep, I'm good. I was in pain, but I didn't care. You know, this was a huge opportunity. So it ended up I was the only actress called back, which is insane. And I booked it, and the rest was history.
So in your perspective for local casting now, is it in any part having to do with sort of a good spiritedness of trying to cast people in the places they're actually shooting movies in, or is it strictly related to budget? Because it is a lot cheaper to use people from the place you're actually shooting at.
I would venture to say at the end of the day, it's show business, right? And so anytime that a producer can hire a local actor, they don't have to put us up at a hotel. They don't have to pay us gas per diem. So they're actually saving a ton of money, you know, by coming here. We're hoping that over time that bar is raised and that all of us are given opportunities for bigger roles, not just a few here and there. And I hope it's good spirited. I mean, that's what we all want here. But I mean, let's be honest, at the end of the day, it's a business, you know, and they're going to go. You know, there were shows that were shooting in North Carolina, well, because their tax credits have been cut and Louisiana's have been modified a bit. more productions are coming here. And I mean, that's a testament to the business.
So you've been in Atlanta since 2012. What other projects have you done here?
Yeah, I'm also on season one of Satisfaction on the USA Network. I shoot actually a show tomorrow on the IFC Network, although I can't technically talk about it yet. And then I have a crazy web series that I do with my beautiful sister, Abigail Burns. It's called The Adventures of Lizzie Belch on YouTube. And she's kind of my alter ego, and she's an actress that's just way over the top and just doesn't get it, and she's totally ignorant. But I think that's really important to be constantly creating your own material, because you can sit around and wait for someone to offer you a job, or you can create what you want to do yourself.
So we had to reschedule this interview because you got a call for a shoot tomorrow. Could you talk a little bit about the spontaneous nature of being an actor in the film and TV industry?
Yeah, with film and TV, I just got three auditions for another feature film that I've got to take care of sometime this week. And after this interview, I'm on my way to a costume fitting for my shoot for a television show tomorrow. You basically have to be ready to go at all times. And I'm in a place in my life, I'm really grateful that I can just kind of just go with the flow, and my schedule's super flexible. But that also means for actors, we have to be trained and ready to go all the time. And if you're asked to do a Boston accent in an audition, you can't have never done an accent before, you know. Or if you're asked to play a drug addict, you need to know what you're doing. And that's why training is imperative. A lot of actors think they can take a camera class for 8 weeks and call themselves professional actors. It's a very skewed business. You know, people get hired on the way that they look sometimes, and they've never stepped foot on a set. You know, and you want to get paid 900 some odd days to do that. You know, you need to take responsibility and train and be ready to go, because mm-hmm. our whole body's our instrument. We can't change the position of our mouthpiece on an instrument to produce a different sound. This is our instrument. If we don't know ourselves really well, we don't know what makes us devastated. If we have to cry in a scene, then it's going to be bad acting. You're going to be faking it because you don't know. You know, you don't know yourself.
So the big roles in films and TV still usually go to big names based out of New York, L.A. But what do you think it will take for more Atlanta actors to be cast in bigger roles? Is it just time? We're still an emerging market for sure. But is there something that Atlanta actors could do to be stars, not just co-stars? Or also, is there something that Atlanta is missing?
I think it's discipline among actors. Because I teach, I see people drop out of classes all the time. And it's so interesting. There's a thing that people talk about the Atlanta flake factor, that Atlanta actors don't train. And, you know, doctors spend, 8-12 years in school to perfect what they do. You know, if you want to be a dancer with the New York Ballet, you're in a tutu from the time that you're two. You know, if you want to be an opera singer, you're taking voice lessons from the time you're a kid, you know. But for some reason, actors think that we can just memorize lines and say them, and it is so much more than that. So I think it's challenging because there are a lot of actors that will get agents that have never stepped foot on a set, don't have any footage at all, but because of their look or they got a decent headshot, an agent will take them. And there was an actual example, and of course, respectfully, I would never say who, but there was a lady who had a very, very interesting look. And her coach encouraged her to wait and get more training before she submitted to an agency. She didn't listen to her coach. She submitted to an agency. She was signed. Again, she has a very unique look. Ends up booking a job. She got on set, and she got fired immediately because she didn't know what she was doing. And that is a terrible reflection, not only on herself, but her agent and the casting director. And so I guess I'm just going to harp again on training. So Get Seen, High Wire, Drama Inc., there's Catapult, there's Rob Mello Studio, there's Company Acting Studio, there's so many places. Your Act, I'm probably leaving some out. There's so many places to go train like an athlete. And then you'll be ready when the opportunity comes up.